Welcome back to another episode of High Opinion Reviews. I'm your host, a literal bag of trash. So I saw Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and it was really good. This is the ninth film by Quentin Tarantino, and his first since 2015. His last movie, The Hateful Eight, wasn't my favorite of his. I personally thought it was dragged a bit and was boring in some parts, but it was masterful at building suspense. Overall, probably my favorite Tarantino film is probably Django Unchained, mostly because I really like the setting, and Christoph Waltz, as usual, is brilliant. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood definitely has that Tarantino style, where the dialogue is very well written and expertly paced. Now, as for the plot, it's also really interesting, in my opinion. Set in 1968 and 69, it follows the journey of Rick Dalton, a once famous actor in a Western TV show, who's trying to make a comeback in film, played by Leonardo DiCaprio. Alongside him is Cliff Booth, his stuntman and best friend, played by Brad Pitt. Joining them is Margot Robbie, who plays Sharon Tate, an up-and-coming actress in the Hollywood scene. And what makes this movie work is the chemistry between the actors on the screen. DiCaprio and Pitt have incredible chemistry in this movie. They play off each other really well here, spectacularly well. And it's so natural. All the performances are. Margot Robbie, Al Pacino, who makes an appearance, as well as Kurt Russell, who make all brief appearances here. All of them are great. Now, the movie isn't as much one concise narrative, as it's essentially a series of mini-stories with reoccurring characters throughout. This is something I noticed while watching. There isn't necessarily an overarching narrative. Well, there is, but it's not really that present to the final act. We're basically just watching Leonardo's character struggle with a midlife crisis, basically. Now, I won't spoil much here in the non-spoiler section because it's still fairly new in theaters. But to sum up my thoughts on it, I liked it. I do have some problems with it, but some of the issues are maybe considered spoilers. So from here on out, spoiler warning. And if you want to know my rating about it, I'd probably give it an 8 out of 10, would recommend. So here's spoiler warning in 3, 2, 1. Now, they film a lot of scenes in the style of 60s westerns. My issue isn't, you know, really with the style, but the production of it. Many scenes have filters on them or are shot differently to make them look old. But for many of the scenes, not all of them, but some of the scenes, the audio isn't changed. So there's some of these scenes that are supposed to be homages to 60s westerns, and it looks like it. Grainy video, the style, it's all there. But the audio is 2019 audio. It's very clear and unnatural. It's distracting at some points. They do this sometimes when they have, like, you know, cutaway to a recreation of an old movie. And this isn't really an issue with most, as you only notice it if you actively listen for it. And there are scenes that they do use the correct audio filters on, so it's less noticeable. But there are some which they don't, and it's noticeable nonetheless, just for me personally. The movie also demands patience, which is fine, but if you go into this movie not expecting a runtime of over 2.5 hours, you might get tired. Now, I was fully aware of the runtime, so it didn't bother me. But many people in my theater were clearly getting restless as the final act began, which at that point there was still maybe 30 minutes left in it. On one last note, though, there's an odd scene in which Brad Pitt's character receives an acid-dipped cigarette, which he later smokes, and begins tripping out. Now, although his performance was really good, and it was generally funny to watch, I was more confused than anything by the concept, because despite the outcome of it, I don't know if, you know, Quentin Tarantino knows this or not, but you can't smoke acid. That's just not possible. I was confused when I saw that. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. I haven't really seen anybody else mention this, except for a few people. Whatever. Anyway, I really liked it. Solid 8 out of 10. So if you want to see more, remember to follow me on all the social media. Subscribe to get notified. I'll see you all next time.